A public school teacher in Texas has been arrested for helping her son force students into prostitution. This is Thursday, April 11th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with the Texas Minute. Democrats are demanding a public hearing in the Texas House over the state of the Houston Independent School District under the management of the Texas Education Agency. Why? Well, we'll get to that coming up. A new analysis finds that the city of Dallas is $6.9 billion in debt. This was first reported by the Dallas Express, and the review is based on calculations from Truth in Accounting. That analysis ranks Dallas as one of the worst major cities in the nation when it comes to taxpayer debt burdens. Houston is the only Texas city to have a worse ranking. Tarrant County's public hospital system has been revealed this week to evaluate contract bids for vital cardiac medical equipment purchases using a 100-point scale, which heavily favors DEI ideology. While price and quality can be awarded up to 20 points each, the race and gender of the owner or owners can make up 15 points. So-called minority-owned firms receive the 15 points automatically. For firms not owned by a minority, the score will be based on the presence of any minority subcontractors. Tarrant County Judge Tim O'Hare said the public hospital board needs to, quote, clean up this nonsense immediately. Nearly a year into the state's takeover of the Houston Independent School District 9, Houston area Democrat lawmakers want Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan to organize a public hearing on the state of the district. The Texas Education Agency began a temporary takeover of Houston ISD last year due to corrupt school officials and persistent academic failures at some of the campuses. Among the Democrats' concerns are, quote, credible reports that the district plans to hire unaccredited teachers in classrooms, as well as college students, apprentices, and learning coaches who would operate under a certified teacher of record. We'll have more on accredited teachers when the Texas Minute returns. They've been called the Texas Kingmakers. They're the biggest political force in the Lone Star State, and most Texans have no idea who they are, what they want, or even that they exist. Hubris, The Texas Kingmakers, a documentary by Texas Scorecard, coming April 17th. A teacher in the Klein Independent School District's been jailed under allegations that she helped her son force troubled students into prostitution. Cosmetology teacher Kedra McMath Grigsby was arrested and booked into the Harris County Jail earlier this week. Her son is Roger McGee, who's been in jail since 2022 on multiple felony charges. Ms. Grigsby was charged this week with three counts of trafficking a child and three counts of compelling prostitution of children under the age of 18. Those are first-degree felonies punishable by up to 99 years in prison. According to Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, the three victims were 15, 16, and 17, and all were Klein students. A Klein ISD administrator said the teacher's been placed on administrative leave, and it should be noted that this is the fourth Klein ISD educator charged this school year with sexually exploiting children. You can find the details of all the stories mentioned today and keep up with the latest news at texasscorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was based on the original reporting of Emily Medeiros, Will Biagini, Charles Blaine, and Aaron Anderson. It was produced by Nick Shepard in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.